Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome to today's Daf Yomi Nida Daf Samach Vav. We're on Samach Hayim at Beis, two lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanon. We're going to the Braisa. Haroya Dam Machmas Tashmish. If an Isha sees Dam, she experiences bleeding Machmas Tashmish as a result of Tashmish. In that case, we're concerned that perhaps it is the actual Masa Tashmish which is bringing about the Riyas Dam. And in that case, it is a major concern. Because if this is an ongoing phenomena, then they are risking Tashmish with a Nida. Since the Tashmish itself may cause the Dam, so it turns out that the Masa Tashmish takes place with a Nida. So what do we do? How do we determine if this is merely a one-time occurrence, or this will be an ongoing phenomena? Haroya Dam Machmas Tashmish, Mishameshes Pam Rishoina, Ushnia, Ushlishis. They do Tashmish three times, because up to three times, we have no reason to believe that this was a nature, that this will keep on going, but perhaps it's just an incident, a one-time incident, up until three times. At that point, it is already called Chazaka. She already establishes a presumption in Chazaka that this is the way it's going to be going forward. If that's the case, Mekan ve'elach, from here on, lo yisez shamish ad shetizgarish. She can't continue being mishamish with this man. She needs to get divorced and attempt with another husband. Perhaps things will fare better at that point. Tizgarish v'tinase la'achar, and she will marry somebody else. And as Rashi brings the Gemara later on, ein kol etzbois shoveis, the fingers aren't all alike. This is a mashal to the aver of the ish. Not all men have the same effect. Will have the same effect. Perhaps the tashmish with the second husband will not result in Riyas Dam as it did with her first husband. Continues the Gemara. Tinasi lachar, nisis lachar. She married a second husband. V'rasa dam machmas tashmish. And once again, the same thing occurred. She experienced dam as a result of the tashmish. Continues the Braisa. Mishameshes pam rishoina, ushnia ushlishis. She can go on once, twice, up to a third time. And at that point again, she has completed the three times required to establish a chazaka. The chazaka in this case is three times. Taisus points out that although we have a general machlekes in Shas, how many times constitute a chazaka according to Rebbe? All you need is two times. According to Shimon Gamliel, one is required to do something three times for it to be considered a chazaka. Nevertheless, in our case, says Taisus, since it is not such a conclusive thing, it is not so certain that one is bringing about the other, that the tashmish is causing the dam. In this case, Rebbe agrees to Shimon Gamliel that one is required to have it done three times. We need three occurrences to establish a full chazaka. Continues the Braisa. What happens with the second husband after three times and she has experienced dam nida, dam machmas tashmish? Mekam ve'elach, from here on, leisa shamish, atzit tizgarish. Once again, the same procedure. She cannot continue being mishamish with him until she divorces v'tinase la'achar, and she needs to marry yet a third husband. What happens then? Nisas la'achar, v'ra'as adam machmas tashmish, and once again, she experiences dam as a result of the tashmish with the third husband. Continues the braisa, mishameshes pam rishoinu shniyah shlishis. She may be mishamish up to three times. At that point, she has completed a full-fledged chazaka. She was mishamish three times with three different husbands. So certainly, we can conclude from this that it is not the husband factor that's affecting her, since this happened with three separate husbands. So now we conclude that this is what happened with anybody. Three men, three husbands provide a chazaka, a presumption, that it is not Reuven, it is not Shimon, it is not Levi who is causing it, but rather any man would have the same result. And therefore, she is forbidden to go marry anybody else until Ad Shetivdek Atzma. There's only one solution. She has to perform a thorough examination to determine whether the dam is actually dam nidois, it is coming from the womb, from the rechem, and is dam tuma, or merely just from the studim, from the walls of the canal, the vaginal canal, which is as a result of perhaps the pressure of the Eivar Tashmish. In that case, it is merely dam maka, and it is tar. So how do we determine? Says the Braisa, Ketzad Bedekes Es Asma. How does she perform this examination? Mevia Shveferes. She brings a tube which is reminiscent of an Ever Tashmish. She takes that and she inserts it into Oisim Makim, into the place of Tashmish. V'soicha Mikhail. And inside the tube, there's a mikhail, like sort of a twig, a long piece of a wood. And on top of the stick, there's a wad, a cotton of some sort of material. And when she inserts the tube, she uses the stick with the wad at the tip to check exactly, to pinpoint the source of this dam. So the inserting of the tube is sort of a reproduction of the Masa Bia, of the Masa Tashmish, and the inserting of the stick and determining where the dam flows from will help us clarify the source and the status of this dam, if it's just Minat Stadim and it's a dam Maka, or it's Minat Maka and it's dam Tuma. Says the Braisa, Mevia Shveferes, she brings a tube of Besoich HaMikchel with a stick, a moich al Roshay, with a moich at the tip, and she duplicates the Masa Tashmish and checks. Im Nimtza Dam al Roshay Moich, if you find Dam on the tip, V'yodoshim min HaMakar, that is directly emanating from the source and is considered Dam Nida. V'yodoshim min HaMakar Ruba, Loi Nimtza Dam al Roshay, if there is no Dam found on the moich, in that case, V'yodua Sheminat Stadim Huba, then we know, we can conclude that the dam that she had previously experienced as a result of the tashmish was not coming from the makar and is not dam nida, but rather merely minat stadim as a result of the pressure on the walls of the canal, and the dam is merely dam maka, considered dam from a wound which is tahor. So this is the only way for her to continue to be married and be mishamish if she performs this examination, which will conclude what, from where is the source of this dam? Continues the Gemara. If she knows, she's certain that she has a maka, she has a wound in that area, in that case, she doesn't even need to, she's not even required to perform the bedika. She can conclude, she can attribute the dam that she's seeing, Machmas Tashmish, she can connect it to the Maka, and she is Tor. It continues the Brayis of Imliyesh Lavest. If she has a fixed period, a fixed time, when this happens, she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish that only takes place at certain times of the month, etc. In that case, there's an easy way out. Toilu b'vesta. She attributes it to the vest, to this specific time. So now she's careful not to be Mishamish At that time only. Otherwise, she is mutter. There's no reason to believe that this would happen during other times as well. Continues the Brayis, if the dam that's emanating from the wound, she knows she has a wound, but the dam that's coming out from the maka appears different, has a different shade of red, mishuna midam riyasa, is different than the dam that she's experienced Machmas Tashmish in the toilet, and certainly she cannot connect it to, she cannot attribute to the Dam Machmas Tashmish to the Dam Makar, since it is a different color. An Isha is trusted, she's believed to say, indeed, I have a Makar in the Makar in the womb, that is producing the Dam, and in that case, she is Torah, since she is attributing the Dam to the Maka, Divrei Rebbe. We believe in Isha, as the Mefarshim say, because it says V'safra la, the Torah granted Ne'amanus to the Isha. She's fully believed regarding the Halachas of Nida. She counts 7 days on her own, the Shiva Nekiyim, we trust her. And in this case as well, she is Ne'aman to say exactly where the Dam is coming from. She doesn't need any additional support of Edom, etc. She's Neman on her own, And incidentally, Tosfos in Gittin says that this is the makar, this is the source of the halacha of eid echad neman b'yisurin, that one eid alone, on his own, is neman regarding halachas of issa v'heter. If a yid says this is kosher food, you may trust him, may believe him. One is not required to have two eidim to provide information regarding issa v'heter. And Tosfos brings this pasuk of a safar lo by an isha. By an isha who's an ida, we see that the Torah completely trusted an isha, although she's only one person. Continues the braisa. So an isha is neman to say this dam is coming from the makar, according to Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, dam maka habavena makar tamei. Dam maka, which is channeled through the womb, through the makar, is tamei. Rabbi Seinu Hidu, our Rebbeim taught us, al dam maka habav min hamaka shutar. A dam maka, dam coming from a wound, even if it comes into contact with the maka, with the womb, is actually tar. So what is the difference? What are they discussing? Are they discussing the status of the isha? That cannot be. If an isha knows that she has maka, maka, and the dam is originating from the maka, so regardless of if it passes through the maka or if it comes into contact with the maka, she will remain tar. So what then are they discussing? Rav Shimon Gamliel and our Rabbi Sein and our teachers, what are they arguing about? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the dam is tamei. According to Rabbi Seinu, it is tar. Says the Gemara, my binayu. What is the basis of their machlokes? Amar ula mekoyer mekoyer me tamei ika binayu. The makar, the womb, the source of blood, mekoyer me tamei, is that considered to be tamei on its own? That is ika binayu. That is the difference. That is what they are arguing about. Meaning, although the isha herself is certainly not considered to be a nida, when we know for certain that she has maka and the dam is flowing from the wound, what they are discussing is a totally different halacha. Tosfos says, Tosfos Daf Tezayin says that this is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Although the isha is tahor, it is not considered to be dam nida. However, since the blood, the dam, is coming into contact with the makar, is flowing through the makar, is brushing by the makar, in that case there is a tumah on the actual dam, is considered to be an ava tumah and kibim tamei, whoever comes into contact with it. So this is a side machlokes unrelated to the hilchas, actual hilchas nida of the isha, but rather it is a question of what is the status, what is the halachic status of the actual dam, if someone is to come into contact with the dam after it passes by the makar. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it is tamei. According to Rabbi Seinu, this dam is tar. Since it is dam maka, regardless of whether it passes through the makar or not. Says the Gemara, Shvei Feres, you describe the Bedika, the Isha duplicates the Ma'is Atashish by inserting a tube, and that will determine the source of the dam. Shvei Feres, using a tube, if Guri Mefagrila, this will scratch her, this will actually make things worse. It will actually instigate dam. It will cause her to bleed further. We're speaking about a lead tube, which is smooth, which will not scratch. Opia, and the opening of the tube, Pratzavla Seicha, is doubled inward, it is doubled inside into the inside of the tube, and it is very smooth on the outside, it will not cause any harm. Continues the Gemara. We said that an Isha, who's Roya Damachas Tashmish, she will be Mishamish three times with her first husband, without Vedika. Afterwards, she needs to get divorced, marry a second husband, try it again for three times, and if that doesn't work, be misgarish and marry a third person and be mishamish for three times. After which, she's required to make a bedika in order to continue staying married. Says the Gemara, Omar lei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, V'tivdik atzma b'bia shlishis, why don't you allow her to examine herself after the third bia, she'll b'al harishon. Why is she obligated to get divorced? We generally try to avoid it at all costs. Why don't you allow her to do a bedika back by the first husband? When you see that she was mishamish three times and was still roya machmas tashmish, don't obligate her to get divorced. At that point, right then and there, why don't we perform the bedika shreferes to determine where the dam is coming from? Now, on the event that the dam is coming minat stodim, it is not dam nida, then she can stay married with the first husband. Why does she need to go and marry a second person and then a third person? Says the Gemara, Since all fingers aren't alike, this is a mashal to the Ever Tashmish, meaning that the effect of the Tashmish with one man isn't necessarily the same as with the other. And therefore we prefer her getting married again and trying a second husband. Perhaps they will not incur the same problem, rather than allowing it to stay with the first husband and performing a bedikah, because a bedikah is, it's spotty, it's not necessarily, we're concerned that perhaps it won't be performed properly, it won't be done accurately, and therefore we prefer avoiding it, avoiding having to succumb to bedikahs, which carries some sort of risk with it, and preferably she should marry a second husband and try again. Perhaps it will not incur the same problem at all, and she will not be required to be miskarish nor do any bedikahs. Amar lei, if so, tivlik asma b'yer yishayinu shabal shlishi. You tell me, fine, that we want to try a different man and see, determine whether his tashmish will bring the dam. So once she tried it with a second husband and it didn't work, and you required her to be misgarish and marry yet a third husband, why does she do bia three times with the third husband as soon as she was mishamish once? So now you conclude, you've established the chazaka. You've concluded that it's not attributed to the, her dam is not, cannot be attributed to the various husbands, because we see that this occurred by three different men. So therefore you have a fully established chazaka that this issue will see dam machmas tashmish regardless of with whom she's married to. So why do you allow her? Why is she going to be mishamish three times with the third husband? Already at the first time, she's already established a chazaka that she sees dam machmas tashmish with three men. Says the Gemara, lefi she'ein kol ha'koichei shavois, because all forces of tashmish are not equal, meaning that even if she sees dam as a result of one ma'asa tashmish, that is not necessarily a raya, a proof that she will see the next time around, since every ma'asa is different, has different nature, has different force and different power, and therefore she goes through three different tashmish with the third husband to determine whether she will establish a chazaka to be roya machmas tashmish in all circumstances. And at that point, after three times, her chazaka is fully established that A, she is seeing dam machmas tashmish regardless of who the husband is, and B, that she is seeing dam machmas any sort of tashmish regardless of the force and the nature of the tashmish. At that point, there's no alternative but rather to require her and allow her to perform an examination of bedika to determine the source of the dam. Now, there's an interesting kasha that the Kesef Mishnah asks. We allow her to make examination of bedika with a tube and a stick. Now, the Gemara over here concludes that ein kol etzbois shavis, not all fingers are alike, ein kol ha'koichos shavim, not all forces are alike. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, how is a tube with a stick a conclusive, how could it provide a conclusive determination of the source of the dam? Perhaps this tube is configured differently than a Eiver Tashmish. Just like we say, Ein Hatzboi Shavitz, all men aren't alike. Certainly a tube is not necessarily a true and accurate duplication of the Eiver Tashmish. And the fact that she's not seeing as a result of the insertion of the tube, why is that an absolute proof that she will not see Machmas Tashmish? Says the Kesef Mishnah, a very interesting thing. Really, in reality, Roiv Noshim, a majority of women, will not see Dam Machmas Tashmish. This is a very unusual occurrence, something which we don't encounter too often. So therefore, even if this Bedika isn't really a wholehearted substantiation, it's not complete, it's not an absolute proof, nevertheless, it is sufficient to say that, yeah, it seems like this Isha actually belongs to the majority of Nashim that do not see Machmas Tashmish. We are lenient in this case, because we are told that this Isha belongs to the Roiv of ordinary women who do not see Dam Machmas Tashmish, and therefore she is Tar. Continues the Gemara, Hahida Soil Kameh the Rebbe. There was an Isha who came to Rebbe with this problem, and she was Roya Dam Achas Tashmish. Amar Leila Abdon. So Rebbe told Abdon, his Meshamish, his servant, Zil Ba'asa, go give her a sudden shock. Azul ba'asa, he did that. He gave her a sudden shock. V'nafal men acharar zdam, and a clot of blood emerged, fell out, and that seemed to have been the source of her problems, that the dam was originating, was emanating from this chareras dam. Amar Rebbe nishraf hazois, behold, this isha has become cured. Hayida soil kamed bar Shmuel. There was a woman who had this problem, and she came to Shmuel. Amar leilo Rav Dimi bar Yosef. So Shmuel told Rav Dimi bar Yosef, zil basa, go give it, shock her. Azal basa, he did so. And nothing emerged. If so, we have to conclude that Isha indeed has a medical problem. She fills up with dam and she empties it during the tashmish. Every Isha who fills and empties during the tashmish, there is no real solution to this problem. So in conclusion, regarding Isha who's roya dam machmas tashmish, she sees dam as a result of the tashmish, what is the method going further? We go ahead and we allow her to be mishamish 3 times with husband A. If that continues, if the dam continues, she marries a second husband, tries 3 times. If she continues seeing dam, she marries a third husband and is mishamish for 3 times. And the reason being that we want to establish a full-fledged chazaka with all types of men, with all types of situations, and all types of koyches of tashmish. If she's still seeing dam, she needs to do a bedika to determine the source of the dam. We have 3 cases of heter that the isha can indeed be permitted labal even if she sees dam machmas tashmish. Number 1, if she's bedik herself and there is no dam present. At that point, we conclude that the dam is coming minat stadim, from the sides of the canal and not from the rechem. Or, if she knows that she has a makkah, and she attributes the dam to the makkah, then she's tur. And number 3, she has a vest. If she has a fixed time to see, to have the riyas dam machmas tashmish only in a specific time, then she's tur bevesta. She takes care not to be mshamish at that point, but otherwise she is mutter. Continues the Gemara. Hahida soil kameda Rabbi Yochanan. There was a woman who came to Rabbi Yochanan with the following dilemma. Dukal emas dava salka mitfilas mitzvah. Whenever she emerged from a tfilas mitzvah, have a kechazi dam, she used to see dam. It was a very strange phenomenon. Specifically, only at that time, at that point in time, as soon as she finished her yimei tahara and she went to the mikvah, boom, she sees dam again. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan told her, Shema, perhaps, you know why this is happening? Dimas irech also beich. The gossip of the woman in town has affected you. They see, they're jealous of your exceptionally close relationship that you have with your husband, and that arouses jealousy and perhaps brings an ayin hara, an evil eye, that affects you, and results in you seeing dam and being metamayu. So what should you do? L'chivi bali loyal gabe anar. Go be mishamishim near the river, meaning ensure that nobody sees you after the tefillah mitzvah, and therefore you will not be affected by the ayin hara. Ikad Amar, there's another version to the story. Amar Lod, he told her, Tigli l'chavrisayach, go reveal your problem to your friends, tell them all about your unfortunate situation, that you can't seem to get tar, you're always seeing dam immediately after the tefillah. At that point, they'll have pity on you, they'll arouse pity on you, and they'll have they're staring at you, they're relating to you, will be on a totally different plane, it'll be of Rachmanas rather than Ayin Hara. Ki hechi didihavu alayich, just like as they stared at you, l'hachisa, from one perspective, from a perspective of jealousy, of Ayin Hara, now at this point, since you're in such an unfortunate situation, that will arouse pity, nishavu alayich, they will begin staring at you and looking at you, l'hachisa, from a totally different perspective. Megadamri, this is yet a third version to the story. Amar lo, he told her, Galil l'chavrisayich, go reveal your situation to your friends. Ki hechi delibo alayich rachim, so that they should beg mercy on your behalf, they should ask Hashem to heal you. The Sani of Linton Abraisa, a similar concept, v'tamei tamei ikra, a person who is tamei, is referring to a mitzora, he should announce to the public that he is tamei. Tzorech ledia ta'atzari l'ravim, He needs to inform the public of his situation. And the public will evoke mercy on him. They will daven to the Eibishter to heal him. Amar Yosef, Aba Uvda Bumbadisa. There was a story, a similar story, as mentioned here, with the Ayin Hara, in the town of Bumbadisa, Vitzi, and when she revealed her plight to her friends, that indeed affected her situation and she was healed. Amar Yosef, Amar Vida Marav. Hiskin Rabbi Besadis. Rabbi made a takana, enacted a takana in Sadis. The following takana. Rosa Yom Echad, Teshev Shisha Bavu. We know that an Isha, when she initially sees Dam, she's a Nida, and she's a Nida for the next 7 days, including her day of Riyah, plus an additional 6 days. And then she's Tovah. A Zavar, on the other hand, has different halachas. During the Yemei Ziva, the days of Ziva, which come following the Yemei Nida, during those days, if she sees one day, she shemeres yom kneged yom. She has to observe one clean day, corresponding to the yomei, the yom tuma. She sees 2 days, she needs to observe the third day, b'tahara. She sees 3 days, she needs to observe shiva nekiyim, count 7 clean days, and then go to the mikvah. Rebbe was concerned that in this place called Sadeis, the people were not so learned and not so well versed with all these different halachas and various applications of these halachas. And therefore, Rebbe enacted a takana, which will be all-encompassing, which will address any situation that an Isha needs to adopt the most stringent halacha in order to cover for any possible scenario. Again, Hiskim Rebbe Besadeis, Rebbe was Masakin in Sadeis. Rasa Yom Echad, if she sees one day, Teshev Shishavuhu, she needs to observe another 6 days of Yemei Nida, including the first day, for a total of 7 days. Shnayim, Isha sees 2 days in a row. In that case, perhaps, the first one, the first day, was from the Yemei Ziva. The second day was the beginning of her Yemei Nida. In that case, she can't be Toiva until she has another 6 days. If the second day is the first Yemei Nida, she needs to have another 6 days for a total of 7 Yemei Nida. So in that case, says Rav, Teshev Shisha Behein, she needs to wait 6 more days and then be Toiva. Shloisha, she sees 3 days in a row. At this point, we're concerned, perhaps she's a Zava. She's at the point of Yemei Ziva, Teshev Shiva Nekiyim. She assumes the stringency of a Zava and needs to observe 7 clean days and then be tovah. Amar Rav Zeira, v'nois Yisrael lechmir al atzman. We're going to take it a step further. Women from Klal Yisrael have accepted a stringency upon themselves. Since there are all kinds of different variations and manifestations and complications, so they enacted, they mukabel on themselves, they accepted on themselves a stringency, then under any circumstance, they will assume that they are a Zava and need to be safer, need to observe Shiva Nekiyim. Even if they see a minute amount of dam the size of a mustard seed, they consider themselves to be a Zava and obligate themselves to be safer, Shiva Nekiyim, 7 clean days. Now, the Rishonim point out that although this was enacted as a chmir al atzman, as a mere stringency that they accepted on themselves, but nevertheless, eventually this was accepted by the Chachmi Yisrael and was enacted as a takana, as a halacha psuka, which is universally binding as we follow today. Continues the Gemara. Adberei Rava l'Rav Shmuel. Rava took a walk with Rav Shmuel, Medarash, and he taught him. Karshasa Shnei Yamim. If an Isha had childbirth pains and as a result she saw dam, and this went on for 2 days, L'Shlishi Pila, and the third day she miscarried. Now we know the halacha of Kishoi, that if an Isha sees dam as a result of childbirth pains, if it takes place immediately before the childbirth, the days preceding the Leda, then she cannot become a Zava on that account. However, in this case, when she miscarried, Rava taught Rav Shmuel that this is not considered to be a Leda, it does not have a halachic validity as a Leda, and therefore, the Kishoi, the dam Kishoi, the dam that she experienced prior to the miscarriage is not considered kisha of a leda, rather ordinary dam ziva, which is matamir. Koshus shnei yom, if she had kisha for 2 days, well, the shlishi pila, on the third day she miscarried. So now she saw dam for 3 days in a row, because during the miscarriage she experienced dam as well. Teishiv shiv nekiyim, she's considered to be a zava who is required to keep to observe 7 clean days. Kasavar, what is the basis for this? In kisha the following, he held that a nefel, a miscarriage, is not considered to be a Leda regarding the halacha of kishoy, the halacha of kishoy will not apply in this case. So therefore, the 2 days preceding the leida, the dam that she saw then constitutes dam ziva, which is metamehir. In addition, when she miscarried, he efshar. It cannot be lefsichas hakever b'ladam, the opening of the kever, which is a mashal for the womb. It cannot be that will take place without her seeing any dam. And therefore, at the miscarriage, during the hapala, inevitably she has experienced dam as well, for a total of 3 days of dam in a row, which constitute her, render her a ziva. Amler popular rava, my iri kashasa shnei yomim. Why are you required to present this halacha in a scenario where she had kisha and she saw dam 2 days prior to Aleda? At that point, she needs to do Shivanakim. Afilu mashu ba'alma. Even if Isha were to see only a drop, a mashu, that would be sufficient to obligate her to do Shivanakim. As we learned before, that Bnei Yisrael, Jewish women, had accepted upon themselves a chumrat, even with a mashu dam, they observed Shivanakim. Amalei. So he told them, Amin alach isur, I'm speaking about a isur deraisa, a biblical isur. I'm not speaking about a takana. I'm talking about the original halacha midaraisa. About the amrits menhaga, and you're presenting me with a minhag. What you're talking about is merely a custom that Bnei Yisrael achmir al atzmon. Heichad achmur achrur, in a place where they accepted upon themselves this chumra, they are machmir. Heichad loy achmur, in a place where they haven't accepted upon themselves loy achmur, they are not machmir. So that is the reason why I presented it in this specific case, because in this case, where she saw dam, actually saw dam 2 days prior to her leida, and then saw dam during the leida, at this point she's a zava midaraisa min ha-Torah. It's a biblical obligation. You're speaking a minag that Bnei Yisrael were machmer al atzmam, which is on a totally different plane, on a totally different realm. Again, as the Rishonim point out, and bizman hazeh, of course this is a universally binding halacha, that even a mashu of dam requires shivanakim. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava. We have a list of 6 halachas, in the name of Rava. Tavur l'nasei v'nispaisa. If marriage was proposed to an isha and she accepted, tzricha shateshev shivanakim, she needs to observe seven clean days, ascertain that she's fully clean, and then be toivel. Why is that? Says Rashi, shema machmas tavas chimud ros adam. Perhaps as a result of the desire and the excitement of the pending marriage, that itself caused dam and made her tamei. Therefore, she needs to mitare herself by keeping shivanakim. Ravina iasikli librei. Ravina proposed a shidduch, a match for her son, Beir Rav Chaviva, in the home of Rav Chanina. Amarle, sarvali mar lemichtav ksuva labar yaimi. Do you intend to write a ksuva within 4 days, at the end of 4 days? Amalian, sure, no problem. Yes. Kimata larba, larba, once 4 days came along. Notar adach b'achrina. He delayed another 4 days. Iakiv shiva yaimi, for a total of a 7 day delay, basaru yaim, excluding the first day. Meaning the first day that they made a shidduch, plus another 7 days, was what he was what he required in order to actually get married. Amalei, my high, what's going on? Why are you delaying this much? Amalei, l'savar l'mar l'hod Rava? Do you not hold, do you not agree with Rava's halacha? That Rava, Rava Torah, tabo l'nasei, if an isha had a marriage proposal of an espouse and she agreed, tzrich l'eshev shivanakim, she needs to observe shivanakim. Therefore, we needed to delay 7 days, in addition to the first day. Meaning, the first day the marriage was proposed and she accepted, on that day we're concerned that she saw a mashu of dam. And therefore, she's obligated to keep another 7 days of Shivanakim. So that's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm delaying. Amalei, eimor dama rava b'gdoila d'chazi damya. Rav is only speaking about a gdoila, an isha who is already at the point that it is common for her to see dam. At that point, we're concerned that perhaps she will indeed see dam nidais as a result of the excitement as well. Aval b'ktana d'lechazi dama miyamar. However, regarding a ktana, a girl who is merely a ktana, who has not yet come of age to see dam nidais, is there a concern there as well that she will see dam machmas the chimud, machmas the excitement? Amarlei, so he told them, beferish amarava, Rava specifically stated his halacha irrelevant of her age. Leshna gdoila, leshna ktana, doesn't matter at what point in life she's holding. Gdoila time am I, What is the concern by Yagdoy? Because she has a desire, and as a result, she will see Dam Ktana Nami. The same concern applies to Ktana as well, Mechamda, since she has the excitement, and the same concern will apply, and she's required to be Shemer Shiva Nikim. Amar Rava, another halach. Isha lo yistachuf, an Isha when she cleanses herself, when she scrubs herself, when she prepares herself for tvila, she removes all chatzitzas from. Specifically, we're speaking about the chafifa of the saris of the hair. She shouldn't do it like b'neser, but like b'choil. She shouldn't use an agent called neser or choil sand. Why? Because this will actually complicate matters. B'neser from the miktaf, neser will detach some of the hairs and actually instigate a chatzitza. The hairs will get all entangled, and the loose hairs will get entangled with the rest of the hair and will constitute a chatzitza. Ubechoil, why shouldn't she use sand? Mishum de masrich, because it makes the hair cling to each other, and that too is a chatzitza concern. Va'omar meimem mishmei de rova, isha lo yisachuf, an isha should clean herself before mikveh, ella b'chamin, only with hot water to make sure that she is thoroughly cleansed of any chatzitzas. Avalo b'tzoinen, not with cold water. Afilo b'chamin chama, she may use even water which was heated by the sun, that too is considered to be chamin, and will do a proper job. Says the Gemara, "Tzoyin my time eloy." What's wrong with using cold water? Because the cold water has a stiffening effect on the hair and will make cleaning difficult and poses a chatzitza concern. A person should instruct within his home. She should rinse. She should properly clean base kamateha b'mayim, all her folds. She should properly clean them as well, b'mayim, to make sure there's no chatzitza, even concealed areas. So we see from here that Rava is concerned with the chatzitza which is present in a concealed, in a beis hakemet, in a beis hastarim of an isha. Meisvei, we have a brisa which seems to indicate not so, that a beis hakmatam, that a beis hastarim, does not constitute a chatzitza concern. Only if the chatzitza is present on a revealed portion of a guf, that has a halacha of chatzitza, but not in a beis hastarim. Meisve, we learned in a brisa, beis hakmatim, a fold, ubeis hastarim, and a hidden place, einan tzrichim libiyas mayim. There is no requirement for mayim to enter there, says the Gemara. If so, there's no requirement of biyas mayim, why are we concerned about a chatzitza present in those areas? Why does Rav instruct an isha to cleanse all the beis hastarims to ensure there's no chatzitza? Says the Gemara, nehi, it's true, the biyas mayim labinan. In actuality, one is not required to have the water enter that area. For instance, in the mouth, Nisha closes her mouth when she's in the mikvah. There's no din that water has to enter her mouth. However, makim haroy lebias mayim binan. One is required to have his beis hastarim fit for entry of water, meaning there cannot be any chatzitzas in that area which would theoretically prevent water from coming into contact with that area. Therefore, although lemaisa practically, there is no requiring for the mayim to enter the beis hastarim, but nevertheless she has to ascertain, she has to make sure, she has to cleanse her beis hastarim from any chatzitzes. Where do we find a similar concept that something is not required in practice, but in theory it is? There's halacha regarding ikara mincha, that up until 60 yisarin measurements of flour, one may use just one lug, one measurement of a lug of shemen to blend them. It can be successfully blended with only one lug. However, once you pass that threshold of 60 yisarin, it's too big, it's too large of a quantity of flour. At that point, the flour doesn't get properly blended with the lug of oil. You need to add more oil. Says Rav Zeira, Avakasha. We know that the halacha of bila, the mitzvah of blending a mincha, is merely a mitzvah. It is not ma'akev. It does not invalidate the mincha if somebody neglects to do bila. So how can you say that this is a determinant factor in the kashrus of the mincha? If it can be blended, it's kosher. If it cannot be blended properly, it's pasul. Blending is not even ma'akev. It doesn't even invalidate the mincha. It is not absolutely required. So how can that be a condition in the kashrus of the mincha to begin with? Says Reb Zeira, a novel concept. Surely, in actuality, even if they neglect to do bila, the mincha is kasher. However, if a mincha is not able to have proper bila, if it's not the proper proportions of flour and oil, then it is possible. This is not a mincha that the Torah instructed you to bring. It's as if, the Rashbam says, it's as if the Torah requires a mincha of chitim, and he doesn't follow instructions, he brings a mincha, instead of wheat, he brings some seir from barley. There's a different mincha, a different type of mincha. So too, regarding the proportion, the amount of flour, in proportion to the oil, one is required to bring a properly proportioned mincha, which can have theoretically be ladan to it. Otherwise, this is not the mincha as described in the Torah. The Amar Zera kala roi labila, if the mincha consists of the proper proportions and it is fit, it is roi to have the proper blending dot to it, in that case, ain bila ma'akeves boy, the actual masa bila blending is really not ma'akev. If the mincha is kasher, even without it. But the she'ain roi labila, if the mincha cannot theoretically even have bila done to it, in that case, bila ma'akeves boy, the fact that the Torah instructs that they do bila, that indicates that the mincha at least has to be roi, has to be enabled for the ma'as of bila. Similarly, in our case, even though in practice one is not required to have the mayim reach the beis hastarim, however, in theory, it needs to be enabled, it needs to be roi to have the mayim reach it. Continues the Gemara, Omar Raven Barav Ada Omar Yitzchak, ma'as of shivchase shel Rebbe. There was a story that took place with the shivcha, with the slave maiden of Rebbe. Shetavla ve'olsa, she was tovla ve'nimtzala etzem choytzes en shenea. And after tefillah, they found a bone between her teeth. This is a chatzitza in a concealed area in a beis hastarim. Ve'itzricha Rebbe tefillah cheres, and Rebbe required her to be tovla again on account of this chatzitza, although it was merely in a beis hastarim. It was in the mouth, which is a beis hastarim. Nevertheless, she was required to be tovla again, as we had learned earlier that a chatzitza, even in the beis hastarim, puzzles and validates the tefillah. V'amar Rava, tovla ve'olsa, v'nisha was tovla, v'nimtza le'adav ha'chaytzitz. After tefillah, post tefillah, she finds a chatzitza. Now we're not sure when this chatzitza came. Did it arrive only after the tefillah, or before the tefillah, and invalidated the tefillah? Halacha is as follows. Im samach ha'chafifa tovla, if this isha performed her chafifa, her cleansing, immediately preceding the tefillah, in that case, we have a right to assume that the chatzitza was not there, was not present during the tefillah, and only arrived now. Ein etzricha lacha v'letfil. In that case, she's not required to do a redo and to be chayfa and be tovel again. Vim lav, if the chafifa, there was a time between that elapsed between the chafifa and the tefillah, in that case, we're concerned perhaps the chatzitza arrived during that interim period. Tzricha lacha v'letfil, she has to be chayfa and tovel again. Ikadamri, there's another version of this halacha. She was chayfiv same day as the tefillah. In that case, in a tzricha lacha v'litvel, we assume there was no chatzitza during the tefillah, and she's not required to be chayfiv and tevil again. But if it took place on a different day, in that case, tzricha lacha v'litvel, we're concerned that a chatzitza arrived in between the chafifa and the tefillah, and she needs to be tevil again. My b'nai, what is the difference, the practical halachic difference between the two shittos, between these two versions? The difference is as follows. L'mismach chafifa tefillah. If one is required to do chafifa immediately preceding the tefillah, meaning, generally speaking, an isha is required to be masmech chafifa la tefillah, that is the preferred way. But in this case, where they found the chatzitza after tefillah, so that is the difference between the two shitas. According to the first shita, if she actually did do it properly, she did the chafifa close to the tefillah, in that case, there's no concern. If she did not do it close enough to tefillah, then we are concerned that there was a chatzitza before tefillah. According to the second shita, according to the second version, it does not depend on samuch, even if it's not immediately preceding the tefillah, but rather the same day of the tefillah, that is sufficient to assume that there was no chatzitza there during the tefillah, and she is tar. There's a gersa inami, there's another difference between the two lishoynes. L'meicha v'yimama v'lemitzvah b'leila. If isha is chayfe by day and she's only tovel the following night, so then we have a practical difference between these two shitas. According to the first shita, it depends on smichas, how close it was. If it was close to the tefillah, if the chafifa took place in close proximity to the tefillah, even if one took place by day and the tefillah at night, it is sufficient. According to the second shita, it needs to be same day only, strictly both performed on the same day. If the chafifa was b'yoyim and the tefillah was b'leila, in that case, there's room for concern that the chatzitza arrived in between and invalidated her tefillah, and she needs to do a re-tefillah. Amar Rava, one more halacha, isha le'sama dal gabei kei le'cheres v'titpa. An isha should not place yourself should not stand on top of earthenware, kalim, vessels, v'titvoil, and v'toivel. Why? So Rav Kana lemeimar, Rav Kana figured, what is the reason? Mishum tzayim amai, what is the reason for Rav is Isser? Mishum gzeres mechatzois, because of a gzera, Chachamim enacted a ruling so that Anisha would not confuse a mikveh with a bathhouse. Since this was the practice to use kalim in a bathhouse, and we know that a tub of water is not a kosher mikveh, so in order to avoid confusion, Chachamim disallowed any practices that are done in a bathhouse during the tefillah of the mikveh. Says the Gemara, Ha al gabi silta shavar dami. If she would stand al gabi silta on a block of wood, that would be fine, because this is not a kli. The gzeir would not apply to a block of wood. Amar Rav Chana mar da, Ha some time am I. What is the reason? What is the true reason for the iser of being tevel on top of kalim? It has nothing to do with the gzeras merchatzois, not to confuse it with the bathhouses, but rather mishum beisa. The reason why she is not meant to stand on top of kalim is because she's afraid. She's afraid to stand on top of something and be tevel. And in that case, we're concerned that perhaps because of her apprehension, she will not be tevel properly. That is the reason for the iser to be tevel on top of kli cheres. Sultanami, so too in the case of a block of wood, she may not stand on it to beisa, because she's afraid, and perhaps she will not be a tevel properly. So in conclusion, Rava taught us six halachas. First of all, tavua linase, if an isha agreed to marry, she needs to wait shiva nekiyim. The second halacha of Rava, isha should not do chafifa with agents that detach hair or make the hair cling. The third halacha was that an isha is required to use hot water to do chafifa. The next halacha of Rava was an isha needs to make sure that even her beis hastarim are free of any chatzitzas. And the next halacha, brava, that if an isha finds a chatzitza post tefila, it depends when a chafifa was done, and according to that we determine whether there's grounds to be concerned that there was a chatzitza prior to tefila. And the final halacha, brava, do not stand on top of a kli, and as the Gemara concludes, even on top of a block of wood, during tefila, perhaps she will be afraid and will be apprehensive, and there's concern that perhaps she will not do her tefila properly.